What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Karam Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Get up.
Hey, Payne and Pendergast with you here on a...
We were talking about conspiracy theories.
Yeah, during the break. Yeah.
Various people were out to get me and all my conspiracies.
We weren't formulating conspiracy theories. We were talking about the...
The appeal of conspiracy theories.
The overabundance of them out there.
And over, yeah, and how easily, and like how easy it is to find one that suits however you want to feel.
Yeah.
It's to the point where it almost feels like that's becoming like an accepted form of logic. You're like, okay, what explanation makes me feel best about myself? Yep. And then, yes, that is it. It was a vast conspiracy that allows me to keep on feeling the same way I've felt ever. I don't have to change my views or anything. I just, yes. Vast conspiracy.
That's right. No conspiracy theory here. Deontay Johnson waived. I think we all know the reasons why.
Oh, yeah. I think we do.
Do you think we do? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're told it was because he was being a little truculent after the game on Saturday, but...
Well, we don't know for sure. That's not what we were told, but as far as it was reported that he looked like he was down in the dumps after the game.
Yeah.
After the Texans' exciting victory the other day.
Yeah, he was down in the dumps.
The guy who three teams had parted ways with already in the last calendar year is waived yesterday.
Yeah.
And thus ends my weekly calling him an X-Factor.
For more Deontay.
I cannot call him an X-Factor anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than the lack of him as an X-Factor is a big issue for me in the game this week.
Yeah, no longer an X-Factor, right.
Yeah.
Here is D'Amico Ryans yesterday at his press conference. Very first question, what happened with Deontay Johnson?
Yeah, with Deontay, unfortunately, it didn't work out, and you know, we're on to the Chiefs.
So Deontay Johnson, his career as a Texan... three catches, 24 yards.
Yeah,
total.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite Deontay Johnson memory from your time here?
I thought the play where he was open down in the red zone and Davis Mills had a bad pass,
bounced it off his shoulder. Yeah,
yeah, is a kind of a metaphor for his entire career as a Texan. It's just a missed opportunity.
Yeah. I sat and thought about this a lot yesterday as I was sulking over Deontay Johnson no longer being a Houston Texan, and I thought, man, it may feel a little too soon. I know there'll be some Deontay Johnson t-shirts out there, I'm sure, amongst the team in Kansas City. You know, they'll have their tribute t-shirts on.
The airbrushed picture of
Deontay Johnson. And I thought, boy, I can't wait to get my hands on one of those. And I sat and I thought and I said, what was my favorite Deontay Johnson play? My favorite memory, and it was either this against the Titans.
Davis calls for the ball. Here's pressure. Mills plants. Mills fires left sideline and caught. Deontay Johnson, first down. Yeah. Left side, 28-yard line. The toe tapper and the sticks move on the pass from Mills to Johnson.
Yeah, so it was either that or this one against the Chargers on third and forever.
Third and forever. Stroud looking, throwing underneath, got a man across the 20. It's Nico down to the 18-yard line. Rather, it's Deontay Johnson. I saw the 2, not the 8. His first catch of the game. Deontay Johnson, welcome to the playoffs with Houston. And the Texans don't get the first down, but they get back to the original line of scrimmage, and they can try a field goal on 4th and 10.
Yeah, so I'm having a hard time. Is it the 10-yard catch in the meaningless game against the Titans?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the 12-yard catch on third and forever to set up fourth and 10?
How long was the field goal on that one?
I don't know, but I know it got made because Kyamie Fairbairn didn't miss a damn thing.
I was just say your percentages go up a lot with an extra 10 yards fewer to kick.
So yeah.
That might have been a... If it had been a three-point game, you know, it was a closer game.
I still haven't decided yet, man. I'm still struggling with which memory is my fondest one, the 10-yard meaningless catch or the 12-yard kind of meaningless catch.
I wonder, man, like what if it's just an inability to grasp a playbook or whatever it might be. We didn't even have time to really like grow to dislike him or anything.
Right, right.
It was they gave up nothing to get him, so it wasn't... There wasn't any reason to dislike him. It was pure upside. So I don't have any issue at all with them bringing him on the team. His upside as a player physically is really, really good. But, man, he's got to figure something out.
Yeah.
He still has that upside. But for whatever reason, four teams in a row now have been like, not for us.
I mean, I don't even want to minimize this. Like, he might have some issues, man. Like, you get cut loose by four teams in a year. It may be beyond just, like, I need more snaps. You know, and I know this will not discourage Nick Caserio from continuing to do what he's done the last 2 years, which is churn the waiver wire, you know, like keep going and finding guys. Like last year was even more extreme than this year. Remember last year they got Derek Barnett and they got T.R. Tartt, Kareem Jackson, Adrian Amos was on this team for a few weeks. Like
Made some nice plays in the game.
The Chargers. Yeah, he did. Yeah. He absolutely did. So yeah,
I guess the question would be, well, somebody earlier asked, like, hey, would the Chiefs possibly pick up Diontae Johnson just to try to pick his brain? Maybe I'm not worried about it, given that it seems like he might not have a lot to offer in terms of knowledge of the Texans offense. But it would really suck if the Chiefs picked him up just because, hey, it's more speed on the field and they figure out a way to get the ball to Diontae Johnson a few times.
This would be, if they did that, that would be the second time in the last month that he got picked up by a team who was playing his former employer the following week. Because the Texans picked him up the week before the Ravens game on Christmas. So that would be a wild factoid right there.
Well, the only other team that put a claim in on Diontae Johnson was the Chargers when he was on waivers and the Texans picked him up.
Yeah.
So the Texans got him because of the order of the waiver wire.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs didn't do it the first time around, and if anything, they've gotten healthier at receivers since then.
Yeah, they ain't
right?
picking him up. Yeah. It's an interesting question. But
well, no, because the Chiefs are a team. You know, you go back to what's his name from a few years ago that they picked up midway through the season from the Giants.
Oh, Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius Toney, yeah. Kind of a head case, kind of a mess.
And they traded for him.
And they ended up winning a Super Bowl with Kadarius Toney. And it didn't last long into the next regular season. He didn't really do much for him. But they have done it before.
They have.
I brought up Kadarius Toney as an example when the Texans picked up Diontae Johnson.
You did.
Like, all right, hey, you only need him for a few weeks.
Yeah. Do you think that it might be... Do you think it might be Mark Vandermeer's fault that Diontae Johnson is no longer a Houston Texan? Let's just re-listen to that second highlight right
here. Third and forever. Stroud looking, throwing underneath. Got a man across the 20. It's Nico down to the 18-yard line. Rather, it's Diontae Johnson. I saw the 2, not the 8.
Oh.
His first catch of the game.
Okay. Do you think Diontae Johnson felt a little disrespected there? Like, hey, I'm not Nico. I'm my own man. We both have 2 in our jersey. You just assumed it was Nico making a catch.
Yeah.
You think that happened?
Disrespect.
I don't think so. Yeah.
They might have been playing that in the tunnel or something after the game.
And he heard that. It's like,
I did the same thing. I did a video recapping the 99-yard drive. And for whatever reason, I accidentally called Robert Woods Robert Ford, which I don't think Robert Woods would ever get offended by because it's a show of respect to both those Roberts,
sure.
I think. Robert Woods, Robert Ford, dependable veteran that you can rely on in the crunch. Yes, those both of them are that. So no offense taken, hopefully.
Yeah, no, none taken.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We actually got a text here, the text from a listener saying, hey guys, great show as always, totally off subject, but I've listened to the other NFL team radio broadcasts. And just makes me feel so fortunate that Mark Vandermeer calls Texans game. He's Texans games. He's hands down the very best at what he does. So much better in the description and emotion compared to other announcers. Appreciate you guys as well. Best show on 610. Thank you. We appreciate that. And I know Vandy, sure, if he's listening, appreciates that a whole lot more than my conspiracy theory on him saying it was Nico instead of Deontay Johnson, and that's why Deontay Johnson got waived.
It is. We're very lucky to have Robert Ford as the play-by-play to hear it for the Texans for 24 years.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed. All right, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Text message, The Coffee Bean is a good book. What was the energy book Seth mentioned?
It's called The Energy Bus.
The Energy Bus.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Pain and Pendergast.
That was, for those of you who weren't listening, that's one of the books that D'Amico has in his office that he's read before. Yeah. That's good stuff. They're all good. Yeah. I don't, with the self-help stuff, it's kind of like diets or just like nutrition in general. It's you gotta find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of tend to like just dabble in a lot of them, and if there's one that I really like, I'll buy the actual actual physical version, the paper version of it, instead of the Kindle app, and keep it on the bookshelf so I can just, you know, earmark some spots and stuff. Yeah.
There you go. All right.
So if it's got good reviews on Amazon, just try it. You know, and maybe it speaks to you, maybe it doesn't.
The energy bus you're talking about here. Energy bus. Okay. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. All right. Let's get some thoughts on the other side about the Texans from the Chiefs. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and then the guy who's going to have to go up against Nico Collins. What is he saying about his battle coming up on Saturday? We'll have all of that coming up for you next.